This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States is doing well in developing a coronavirus vaccine as a North Carolina lab began manufacturing a possible vaccine on Monday. Mr. Trump visited the facility outside Raleigh, which will start producing a batch to be used in a clinical trial of as many as 30,000 test subjects this fall. The coronavirus causes COVID-19. Fujifilm Diosynth is manufacturing the vaccine for Novavax, a company in Gaithersburg, Maryland, that developed the vaccine. It was awarded $1.6 billion from the federal government as part of an effort to speed up coronavirus vaccine development. While Mr. Trump was in North Carolina, Vice President Mike Pence was in Miami, Florida, where clinical trials of another vaccine jointly developed by the National Institutes of Health and the Moderna Incorporated began on Monday. The Trump administration launched what it calls Operation Warp Speed, a program under which multiple coronavirus vaccines are being developed simultaneously with the hope of having 300 million safe and effective doses ready by January. Some health experts, however, say it can take years for a safe and effective vaccine against a disease to be fully successfully developed. The White House says National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the Trump administration said O'Brien, who heads the National Security Council, has mild symptoms and has been self-isolating off-site. It said there's no risk of exposure to the president or the vice president. O'Brien, who is 54, is the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration known to have been infected with coronavirus. This is VOA News.